The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Dalet.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Chaim Seton for the Refuah Shlema of Yaakov Ben Jamile.
Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilu Nishmat Achav Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Dalet Amud Rishon on the top line. Just to conclude what we did on the last daf, we had a great machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Ish Lakish. The machloket was, where do we learn that for Kippur, the Kohen Gadol needs to have a hafrashah, I mean, needs to be sequestered for 7 days. So Rabbi Yochanan's source was from the Pasuk by the Miluim. And just like by the Miluim, he needed 7 days of the Kohen Aharon being sequestered before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so too the Kohen Gadol needs to be sequestered before Kippur in order to prepare for Kippur. So the source of Rabbi Yochanan was from the Miluim. The Shlakish challenged that, and the Shlakish had a different source. His source was from Sinai. Now we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was sequestered for 6 days before Sinai, before he entered what the Gemara calls Mahaneh Shekhinah. So too the Kohen Gadol, before he enters the Kodesh Kodashim, needs to be sequestered. So the Gemara says that's 6 days. We said 7 days. So the Gemara says, well, this extra day is because of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteraz halacha that says we're concerned that the Kohen might have relations with his wife and she become a nida. Therefore, that will cause him to become tameh for 7 days. So they added an extra day for that concern. So that's the machlok din of Yohanan and the Shlakish, the mekor for why the Kohen Gadol is sequestered. Now, both of them hold is the oraita, just that each one has a different source. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rabbi Yochanan le Shlakish. So Rabbi Yochanan tells the Shlakish, Bishlama le didi. It's good according to me, di alifna miluim. So I learned from the miluim. Hainu detanya. Now we understand what it says in the Braita. Ze vaze mazin alav kol shiv'a mikol chatot shehayu sham. Says that when it comes to the Kohen that they sequester on before Yom Kippurim and the Para Aduma, the Kohen of the Para Aduma, they used to sequester him as well for 7 days. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, mind you, that's not Minat Torah. That was only a Ma'ala, the Gemara said. It was only a Humrah. But still, he agrees that you sequester them. And what did you do during those 7 days? It says they were sprinkled. What were they sprinkled with? They were sprinkled with the waters of Para Aduma, which means every day they would sprinkle them with Betahara. Now, not only that, it says they would sprinkle them mikol hatot shayusham. So Rashi tells us a very interesting fact. Actually, two interesting facts. Number one, all the Para Adumas that were made in history, they had some of the ashes and the water on file. Meaning they had leftovers of each one that they kept in the Beit HaMikdash. And when the Kohen was sequestered for those 7 days, they would sprinkle him with each batch of Para Aduma waters. Or this Gemara means that Moshe Rabbeinu's original Para Aduma that he made, they had leftovers of it. So it's saying that what? That the Kohen Gadol before Kippur, or the one that was making the Para Aduma, he was sprinkled with all the Hataot, either from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, or every single Para Aduma that was ever made, that had leftovers of it, it was sprinkled. Now why is that good? So the Gemara says, Dehavai Nameh Hazaa B'Miluim. Because it's similar during the Miluim, when Aharon was taking those 7 days before Hakamat HaMashkan, they also sprinkled them. So therefore, there's a connection. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to me, everything makes sense. Just like they sprinkled in the Miluim, the Kohen. Now, I want to point out, they didn't sprinkle them with Para Aduma, because the Para Aduma wasn't made yet. The first Para Aduma was made on the second day of Nisan. So therefore, there was no Para Aduma, but they sprinkled them with the blood of Korbanot. So therefore, just like they were sprinkling to the Kohen before Miluim for Tahara, that's why the Braita says they were sprinkling for the Kohen before Kippur and before the Para Aduma. However, Ela Lididach, But according to you, Reish Lakish, Diya left Sinai. You learned from Sinai. Hazab b'Sinai. Mi havai? Right? When Moshe Rabbeinu was sequestered on Har Sinai before Matan Torah, the Torah does not talk about any sprinkling. The truth is, the Torah does talk about sprinkling of blood, but that was on the Mizbeah. It wasn't on Moshe. So where do you get this inyan that they sprinkle the Kohen on the 7 days before Kippur, if you're learning from Sinai? So the Shlakish counters back and says, what do you mean, the Yohanan, according to you, is it good? So what are you talking? You're right, they sprinkle in both cases, but they sprinkle different things. By the Milu'im, the sprinkling was dam. However, by Yom Kippur, the 7 days before, they sprinkled the waters of Paradoma. So even according to you, it's really not similar. This is dam.
This is mayim.
Gemara says, halakashya. He says, that's not a question. Why? Detani Rabbi Chiya. We have a brayta from Rabbi Chiya. Nichnesu mayim tahat dam. Which means the water came and replaced the dam, the blood. Meaning, during the 7 days of Milu'im, as I explained to you, there was no paradumah yet. The first paradumah was not made until the second day of Nisan. Once already the waters of paradumah were made for the first time, from now on the waters replaced the dam. So therefore basically the dam and the mayim came for the same purpose. The dam of the, they just didn't have it. The dam of the Milu'im was to make the Kohen Tahor. Once already we got a paradumah, so we replaced it. So therefore it's the same concept. So the Gemara says, Ela lididach, back to the question. According to you, Reish Lakish, Hazab is Sinai. There was there Hazah on Har Sinai. Amar le, so he tells him back, Ma'ala be'alma. You're right. There was no Hazah on Har Sinai. And the only reason why you need Hazah 7 days before Kippur, Ma'ala be'alma. It's only Humrah. Meaning it's not a law that we're deriving from a biblical source. Mm-hmm. The Kohen Gadol is going into the Kodesh Kodashim. So we make a special stringency to sprinkling. Whereas you're learning the sprinkling is deoraita in nature. Because you're learning from Milu'im. And if you learn from Milu'im, they did sprinkling in Milu'im, they got to do sprinkling on Kippur. I don't hold this deoraita. I hold they did sprinkle, because I can't argue on a braita, but I'm telling you that that sprinkling was just a ma'ala. If you look at the Rashi, Nashim ma'ala be'alma, be'para k'de amran. Now even in para aduma, we explained why they did the stringency, to counterbalance the leniency that they had by para aduma, by metameing the kohen and making him a tibul yom. U'biyom kippurim, as she says, lichbod kinisat mahane shekina. Out of the kavod that is entering Mahane Shekinah, so they did a sprinkling as a humrah. So therefore, again, I repeat this machlokah of it. It's fantastic machlokah between the B Yohanan and the B Reish Lakish. Is the sprinkling that the Kohen did, that they did to the Kohen before Kippur, is it deoraita? Well, if you hold the source is Milu'im, it's deoraita. Or is it just a ma'ala? The Shtakish says, well, I'm learning from Sinai. There was no sprinkling when Moshe was sequestered before he went up to Sinai. So therefore, the sprinkling of Kippur is really just a Humrah. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kevated Rabbi Hanan, Tanya kevated Reish Lakish. We're going to bring Braito, Tanaic sources to prove both opinions. Either the source is going to be Milu'im, like Rabbi Hanan, or the source is going to be Sinai, like Reish Lakish. Tanya kevated Rabbi Hanan. We have a Braita to support Rabbi Hanan. Bezot Yavo Aharon El Kodesh. Now this was talking about over here on Kippur. Right? It says with this, with the following Korbanot, Aharon will go into the Kodesh. Bezot Yavo Aharon El Kodesh. Bema Sha'amur Be'inyan. So the Gemara says he will come in Bezot with this, meaning with something else he will come in. When he, what is he going to come in with? Mayhi Be'inyan de Milu'im. He's going to come into the Kodesh Bezot with the same thing of somewhere else, with the 7 days of the Milu'im. Mm-hmm. Meaning just like by the Milu'im, the Kohen came into Yom Aleph Nisan with 7 days under his belt, which means by the 7 day preparation. So Bezot, with the same item that the Kohen came in somewhere else, he will come in with that item as well on Kippur. And what is that? The 7 day preparation. Look at Rashi, Bezot. Now you have to say it's an extra pasuk, because otherwise I say I need the pasuk for its meaning. It's just telling me what the korbanot he has to bring in. How all of a sudden do you take from the word bezot that I need for itself and start telling me no, he's coming in with something else of Milu'im? So the Shiva tells us don't be bothered. It's an extra pasuk. כדלקמן למדרש בה ודירוש באחי, and learn the pasuk like this, she says, בזאת התורה האמורה בעניין במקום אחר יבוא ארון לקודש. With this item that we learn somewhere else, meaning the Miluim sequestering Aaron on Kippur, will come into the Kodesh with the same item. Meaning, it'll have to be preceded by a 7-day sequestering. So comes the Gemara and says, Uma amur b'anyan de Miluim. Well, what is that item that is said by the Miluim? Aaron pidesh shiva. Aaron was sequestered for 7 days. V'shimesh yom echad. So therefore, now, what was Aaron doing during that 7-day sequestering before the Hakamat HaMishkan? Moshe masar lo kol shiva kedei lahanecho ba'avoda. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Aaron, he was inaugurating him with all the laws and all the service, exactly what to do. Ve'af ledorot, and so too for the generations, Kohen Gadol poresh shiva, the Kohen Gadol before Kippur, separates for 7 days, u'mishamesh yom echad, and serves 1 day. Now what do they do during those 7 days? U'shne tamidei hachamim mitamidav shel Moshe, and 2 students. Meaning from the school of Moshe, La'apuket Tzedukim, to the exclusion of the school of the Tzedukim that had a different understanding of the laws of what was supposed to be done. Mosrin lo kol shiva, so they teach him all the 7 days, kedei lachanecho ba'avodah, in order to train him in the service. Mikan amru, from here the rabbis concluded, shivat yamim kodem yom kippurim afrishim kohen gadol mebeto lilishkat parhedrin, that they would separate him from his house to the special office that we learned about called lishkat parhedrin. Ukshem shemafrishim kohen gadol kach mafrishim kohen asoref et hapara, so too they would separate the kohen that was in charge of burning the para aduma lilishkat shal pnei habira, to an office or to the temple mount in the Beit HaMikdash area, Safona Mizlaha, that was in the northeast. Now, we learned, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that was only Midrabbanan, because he didn't have a source Midoraita on Parah Aduma, it was just a Ma'ala. Ve'ehad zeh, mazin alav kol shiva, mikol chatot shayu sham. And both the Kohen that was sequestered for Kippur and the Kohen that was sequestered for the Parah Aduma, they would sprinkle him 7 days with the waters of the Parah Aduma. Which waters of the Parah Aduma? All of them. They would take a sampling from all of the Parah Adumas that were made in history, including, according to one opinion, the one of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they had leftovers. V'im tomar. Now, the Braita continues. It's all part of the Braita. V'im tomar. Dam hakamayim. Oh, if you're going to tell me, what do you mean? By Miluim, they sprinkle dam. By Yom Kippur and Parah, they're sprinkling water. Amart, we said already. Nichnesu mayim tahad dam. We said that the water replaced the dam. Ve'omer. And we have another source that Kippur needs a 7-day sequestering. Kasher asah bayom hazeh sva Hashem la'asot lekaper alechem. La'asot elu ma'aseh para. Right from the word la'asot, we said it's referring to the para. Lekaper elu ma'aseh yom kippurim. So therefore, the Gemara comes out, according to this bright, that there's actually 2 sources. How do you know the Kohen needs sequestering for Kippur? Bezot. And also this word of lekaper. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you need 2 sources for? So the Gemara continues. V'hai bezot mefa'ele legufe. So what are you talking about? The word, the pasuk bezot, yavaron lakodet, you need it for itself. To teach me what? Befar ben bakal lechatat, v'ai le'olah. How could you learn bezot with something else that was said somewhere else? That you need to come into the Kodesh. You need it for itself, that he comes into the Kodesh with his korbanot. Amre, so the Gemara says, I le korban nechudeh. If it was just coming to tell you that he goes into the Kodesh with his korban, le makra bezeh o be'ele. Let it say the word either bezeh or be'ele, which is a masculine lashon. A korban is the masculine, which means ayel echad, par echad, these are, or egel, these are masculine, sakar. So the Torah should use a masculine lashon. My bezot. What is bezot? Okay. Bezot is nekevah, to teach you hafrasha. Because hafrasha is a feminine word. And therefore, shmat mina tarte. So from the word bezot, I learned both things. Not only does he have to come into the court with his korban, but he also has to come in with his hafrasha. So the Gemara says, okay, my ve'omer. What do I need the second pasuk for? Once you tell me bezot, what do I need an extra pasuk to tell me? Lechaper is coming to tell me Kippur. Now, I don't need to learn from Miluim anymore. Now already I can just say Bezot Yavar on Lakodesh, just like from the Miluim that had 7 days. So to it, what do you need that extra pasuk with a kapir to tell me Elu Maaseh Kippur? So the Gemara says Vechitema, because maybe you'll tell me Yom Kippurim Kama Hu Deba'e Perisha Kedashkahan BeMiluim. Because I might have thought, you know what, maybe only the first Kippur in history needs Hafrasha, just like the Miluim, which is only the first time you need it. There's an argument. But the subsequent Yom Kippurims, maybe I'll tell you no. So what does the Pasuk come and tell me? Kasher Siva, which means this was a commandment for the future generations as well. Iname, or I would say, Kohen Gadol Kama Hu Deba'e Perisha. I would say, yeah, the first Kohen Gadol, meaning Aaron HaKohen, who was the first Kohen Gadol, he needs Perisha on the first Kippur. Meaning, just like Aaron was the first Kohen Gadol, he needed Perisha by the Miluim. Yeah. So Aaron HaKohen, the first Kohen, needs Kohen Gadol needs sequestering on the first Kippur. About Kohen Gadol Be'alma, no, but I would say any Kohen Gadol after Aaron HaKohen does not need. Comes the Pasuk says, Kashir Siva, meaning what? That it's a commandment for the Dorot. Look at the Rashi, Kohen Gadol Kama, Aharon Lebado Kol Yamav. Meaning, I might have thought that Aharon, not only the first Kippur, but Aharon, every Kippur, would need sequestering. Because he's the first Kohen Gadol. Again, that's what Rashi told us. I would have thought that Aharon HaKohen, his whole life, would need sequestering on Kippur. Because he's the first Kohen. Kamash Ma'alan, that what? Even subsequent Kohanim needs to question because it says Kaser Siva. Again, Rashi says Gadol, Kohen Gadol Kama, Aharon Lebado Kol Yamav, Avadorot Abayim, Lotanok Shlonemar El Aharon. Kabashman, the word Siva, Lechapeh, teaches us every single Kohen would need. So basically, that Braita is supporting which opinion? Rabbi Yohanan. Because you see clearly the source is Miluim. Now we have to bring the source for Mishtaki. So the Kabbalah Gemara says, comes together and says, Tashema, Kashir Asa. So that's why I have to say the second Pasuk, Kashir Asa, to teach me what? It is for the generations. Tanya Kevate, Derish Takish. Now we have a Braita to support the Shtakish that the source is what?
Sinai.
The source is Sinai, that you need sequestering. Now, the Gemara says, Moshe Ala Be'anan. Moshe went up into the clouds. Vinit Kase Be'anan. And the clouds actually covered Moshe. Vinit Kadesh Be'anan. And he was elevated and sanctified in this cloud. Kedeh lekabel Torah liYisrael. In order to receive the Torah for Yisrael, Bikdusha. Right? Bikdusha of Ta'amish. Bikdusha meaning in purity. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says. Now, this Pasuk over here is very important. It's going to be the key Pasuk to analyze what exactly happened at Har Sinai. It's going to be a great machloket between the Tanaim, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Akiva, how to learn this Pasuk. So we're going to learn it first according to Rabbi Yosef, how he learns this. Vayishkon kevod Hashem al Har Sinai. Well, that's obvious. The Pasuk clearly says that the kevod Hashem, the glory of Hashem, rested on Har Sinai. So it says, Ze haya ma'aseh achar aseret adibirot. Shayu tehila la'arba'im yom. Rabbi Yosef is a big hadush. When did this Shekinah rest on Har Sinai and Moshe became sequestered for 6 days? It was after Matan Torah. Meaning, when was this Aser Debirot given? Aser Debirot is one item, I should say, and Matan Torah is a different item. Which means the history is, on Vav Sivan, according to one opinion, the Aser Debirot were given. On the 7th of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up in order to get the rest of the Torah. Rabbi Yosef holds, this sequestering of 6 days, it was 6 days sequestering for what situation? He's learning it was for the situation when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah. Meaning from the 7th day, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, from 7 to 13 of Sivan, those were the days of sequestering in order that he should go up to Mahaneh Shekhinah to get the Torah. So he's learning, he's learning that it's not Rosh Chodesh Sivan that he was sequestered.
No.
And he proves it can't be Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Because you'll tell me, maybe it's the first 6 days. first 6 days, and then he got the Torah. Maybe this is the course was before the Asid the Berot. The few reasons why that can't be, the Gemara is going to say, but one obvious reason is because we know he wasn't sequestered. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down and giving the laws. He was telling them, you have to have 3 days of Hagbalah. And he was giving them the different principles about Tempt, Yuli, Mamnechet, Kohanim, Begoy, Kadosh. There were different communications between Moshe and Bnei Israel during the 6 days preceding Matan Torah. So the sequestering could not have taken place before Matan Torah. It had to take place after the Aseret Debirot, the first 7 days or 6 days after, right, from day 7 to 13. Then he went up in order to receive the Torah. That's the way to be Yoseh understands. Let's read Rashi together, gentlemen. Zeh, look at Rashi Zeh. Zeh Haya, the Hagot Abahed, Zaya Maase. Kilomar. Yataya Kolomar, it is impossible according to the Biyose to say, Vaychaseu Lehar Velole Moshe. Which means, when it says in the Pasuk, Vayishkon Kevod Hashem al Sinai, and the end of the Pasuk says, Vaychaseu He'anan, and the cloud covered it. So there's two ways of learning. Either you can learn the cloud covered the mountain, or you can say the cloud covered Moshe. So the Biyos says, saying when it says Vaychaseu Anan, it has to mean it covered Moshe. How is he going to learn that? It says, Iyataya cholamar Vaychaseu lehar velo le Moshe, ve'elu shisha yamim hen shayu merosh chodesh shebao lesinai ad yom matan Torah ve'en kan perisha klal leMoshe.
Right.
That's one option. You can say that when it says and the cloud covered Har Sinai ve'chasu only Har Sinai and Moshe was never sequestered.
Fine.
Meaning Moshe was down with the people. Share otan shisha yamim ala v'yarad b'hashkama. Moshe Rabbeinu kept on going up
and down
the mountain, up and down. Lazidana prishatam and Aisha. Right? Didn't he warn them that they have to stay away from their wives for 3 days? Umzvat Agbala, keeping away from the mountain. Zot lotoma the fish is in Mahaseaya Ahar Asir de Birot, Bithilat Arbaim Yom. And you have to say that what? That when it says Vaikaseu Anan, it's referring to what? It covered Moshe. Now, when did it cover Moshe? Only after the Aseret Debirot, in the beginning of the 40 days, when he went to get the Torah, Shenichnas leMachane Shechina, leYot Sham Im Hashem, leKabel Aluchot. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this. The Gemara is going to explain this and elaborate. I'm just giving it to you in the beginning over here, that according to the Biyose, the Pasuk means again, the Shechina rested on Har Sinai. Vaychaseu He'anan means the Anan covered Moshe, and then I'll even quote you the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vaychaseu Anan sheshet yamim." The cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. Vayikrael Moshe bayom ha-shivi'i. And God called to Moshe on the seventh day. That's not the seventh day of Nisivan. That's 7 days later, meaning on the 13th of Sivan. Which is on the after 7 days, then Moshe Rabbeinu start to receive the Torah. That's the way Rabbi Yose learns the Pesukim. Comes the Gemara and says, "Devrei Rabbi Yose Gedili." Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says nothing doing. Vayishkon kevod Hashem merosh chodesh. Does not the Shekhinah that was on Har Sinai is the first 6 days. Is on Rosh Chodesh Sivan.
Yeah,
is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And the cloud that covered Har Sinai lehar, it only covered the mountain. It did not cover Moshe. Vayikra el Moshe, and when it says in the pasuk that God called to Moshe, that's referring to Bayom Shivi, the day of Aseret Debirot. So the question is, why did it only call to Moshe? The Chaurah, Moshe was downstairs with everybody else. So therefore, when God said, let's say, Anuchi Hashem Elecha, it was Moshe and why Yisrael hearing that? Right. So the Gemara says, according to the Akiva, Vekran Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael, Omdim, ve'lo ba'katuv ela lechalek kavod le'Moshe. When the Pasuk says, Vekran Moshe, it's just giving him kavod to put him alone. But really, it was really Moshe and Yisrael. So it comes out again, you have a fantastic mahlokah from the Biyose and the Bi Akiva, what this Pasuk means.
Yeah.
Whereas according to the Bi Akiva, he's learning like this. And the Shekhinah came down on the Har, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Vaychaseu Anan, just the mountain. And what does it mean Vayikra el Moshe? Meaning Moshe v'chol Yisrael. And why did it say Moshe l'chlok lo kabod? Bayom ha-shivi'i, on the seventh day, that's the seventh day of Sivan. And that's when the Torah was given according to Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to learn there was actually a mahloket amongst the Tanaim, okay, which we know the Masechet Shabbat. Was the Torah Aser Deberot, was it given on the 6th of Sivan, mm-hmm, or the 7th of Sivan? So Rabbi Akiva will subscribe to the opinion that says the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. So Pasuk is very good. Vayikra el Moshe bayom ha-shivi'i, God called to Moshe on the 7th day. 7th day of Sivan. Comes out according to Rabbi Akiva. There was no sequestering. There was no inyan of Perisha. Let's read the bottom Rashi on the Amud Rishon.
Right.
The bottom Rashi on the Amud Rishon. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Kodem aseret adberot haya. ושישה ימים הללו הם שישה ימים שמראש חודש עד יום מתן תורה. ובשביעי, קיבלום, around the seventh day, they got the Torah. ומשה וכל ישראל עומדים לקבל עשר דברות, כדאמרינן, אנוכי ולא יהיה לך מפי הגיבורה שבענו. Which is the first two commandments were given from Borei Olam. So Moshe and Christ, they were hearing it from God. ואחר כך, עלה כדי לקבל את הלוחות ולא היה שם פרישה כלל. And according to Rabbi Akiva, there was no sequestering בכלל. So that's a great מחלוקת between Rabbi Yosei Galili and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara continues the Braita. Gemara says, Rabbi Natan אומר, Rabbi Natan comes along and says, לא בא כתוב אלא למרק אכילה ושתייה שבמעב. לסומו כמלאך השרת. So Rashi tells us, what is Rabbi Natan coming to do? He's saying, I agree with Rabbi Yosei Galili that there was a 6-day sequestering before he actually went up to get the details of the Torah after Aser Deberot. So he's just explaining what was the purpose of this 6-day sequestering. So he says, in order to be mimarek, to purify Moshe Rabbeinu from food and drink that was in his intestines, in order to make him like a malach. So the 6 days was in order to purify him. Now she says, lemarek achila ushtiya. So it says, look at the one before that. V'lo ba'akatuv. Meaning, lomar vayikra el Moshe lebado ela lachok lo kabod. That's the first opinion. Lemarek achila ushtiya. Rabbi Natan savala k'Rabbi Yosei Galili. The perisha le Moshe havai. That the perisha was indeed for Moshe. Ach lo lilmod mikan l'shara neknasim l'machane shekinah perisha. But he says not to learn from here that, for example, the Kohen Gadol on Kippur has to be Poresh. No, this was an isolated incident specifically for Moshe. Why? Shelo aita perisha zo ela shebishishai malalu mitmarka achila shebemeaim liot kemalachei asharet. Aval be'alma lo ba'inen miruk. So therefore, according to Rabbi Natan, he agrees with Rabbi Yosei that what? Yes, the sequestering took place after Aser Deberot. And he's telling you the reason now. The purpose of the sequestering was in order to purify Moshe Rabbeinu's insides from eating and drinking, in order that he could be like a malach to receive the Torah. But don't learn from here that you have to sequester the Kohen before Kippur. This was an isolated incident specifically for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Shitat Rabbi Natan. Now we can imply from there, says the Rishonim, that if Rabbi Natan doesn't learn Kippur from here, must be Rabbi Yosei does. Which is, it's an implicit machloket over here. Rabbi Natan is telling we don't learn the Kippur, and Rabbi Yosei is saying we do. So hence we have a braita that supports the shtekish. Who's the opinion of the braita that supports the shtekish that says we learn the perisha from Sinai? Shitas Rabbi Yosei Agilili. Because he learns that just like Moshe was sequestered 6 days before Sinai, so too the Kohen Gadol has to be sequestered before Kippur. Comes the Braita and continues, that Matya ben Harash Omer, lo ba katuv, ela le'ayem alav, kedeh shete Torah nitenet be'ema beretet ubziya. According to Matya ben Harash, he also holds like Rabbi Yosei Galili. But he's giving another reason why Moshe needed to be sequestered. In order to show a feeling that the Torah can only be given with fear, beretet, with trepidation. Vizia is
quaking.
Okay, quaking, sweating. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk says, Evdu et Hashem bi'ira'ah. You must serve God out of fear. Vigilu bi'ra'adah. and rejoice in trepidation. Now those are two opposite terminologies. How do you rejoice in trepidation? So the Gemara asks, "May v'gilu b'rada amar of ada bar matna amar rab b'mkom gila shamte re'ada." In the place of gila, the Torah is gila. Pekudei Hashem yisharim misamechay lev. Says the Torah makes a person happy. The Torah is simcha. But what? At the time that a person is learning Torah, they become gila. Shamte re'ada. It has to be done with fear and trepidation. So the Matya bar Harash also agrees that Moshe was sequestered. He's just saying that God had to separate Moshe Rabbeinu to put fear and trepidation, so he knows that in order to receive the Torah. But again, according to the Matya bar Harash, it's an isolated incident only by Moshe. So it comes out we have over here a two-way mahloket between Rabbi Yoseh and Rabbi Akiva when the sequestering was. And in Rabbi Yoseh Shita, we have two more opinions of Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Matya Bar Harash why the sequestering was done. Rabbi Natan holds it's because to get the food out of his system, but that's only by Sinai, Moshe. Rabbi Natan and Harash learns it was because in order to instill the fear and the trepidation, but that's again an isolated incident specifically by Sinai, whereas the B.O.C. says, no, it wasn't only by Sinai, but it's to learn to Kippur, and therefore since you learned to Kippur, that would be the source of Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara is going to speak it out elaborately. What's the root of the mahloket between the B.O.C. and the Rabbi Akiva, if there was sequestering or not? So Gemara is Bifnukta De'ani Tana'e. They're arguing in the mahloket of the following Tana'im that we learned in Masechet Shabbat. Netanya, we have a braita. Meshisha b'chodesh netena Torah liYisrael. One opinion says the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yoseh Omer b'shavabo. As Rabbi Yoseh comes along and says it was given on the seventh. Now the Gemara analyzes. Man damar b'shisha. According to the opinion that says the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. B'shisha netna. As I said in the Berot. Ubshiva ala. And then on the seventh day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days in order to get the rest of the Torah. Skip the parentheses. Man da'amar b'shiv'ah. According to the opinion, it says the Matan Torah, the Asir Dibro was on the 7th. B'shiv'ah nitna'a. U'b'shiv'ah ala. He did two things on one day. He gave the Asir Dibro on the 7th, then he went up to Rish Amayim. Dikhti b'yikra in Moshe b'yom ha'shivi'i. Because the Pasuk says, what's the source that was given on the 7th of Sivan? Because it says b'yikra in Moshe b'yom ha'shivi'i. He called to Moshe, meaning to give the Torah on the seventh day. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoseh Gili Savar Laki Tanakama. Rabbi Yoseh Gili is going to say like Tanakama, what the Amar B'shisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah, that the Torah was given on the sixth. Hilkach Zeayam Maaseh Achar Aser Deberot. So you have to say that what? That the sequestering happened after Aser Deberot. Because how could you learn the Pasuk Vayikra Moshe Bayom HaShivi'i? What are you talking about? The Torah was given already on the 6th. How could the Pasuk say Bayom HaShivi'i according to him? Ela that Bayom HaShivi'i is not the date of 7th of Sivan. And that's the 7th day after sequestering. You understand? If you say the Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan, how do you learn that Pasuk? The Pasuk is Vayikra El Moshe Bayom HaShivi'i. Bayom HaShivi'i. He called them, if anything, Bayom HaShishi. Ela must be that the Torah was given on the 6th. And when it says Bayom HaShivi'i, it means the 7th day after he was sequestered, after the Aser Deberot, meaning 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. On that day, Moshe Rabbeinu was called to God to get the rest of the Torah. And he explains it. Vayishkon kevod Hashem al Sinai, vayichaseu ha'anan sheshet yamim. And when it says in the Pasuk that the cloud covered it, or him, it means le Moshe. It covered Moshe. Vayikra el Moshe bayom ha'shivi'i, and he called not to the people. He only called to Moshe bayom ha'shivi'i. The pasuk says that vayikra el Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu was with God alone, and the kabudei she'ar Torah in order to receive the rest of the Torah. The isal kadatak vayishkon kevod Hashem mirosh chodesh. Because if you don't like the other opinion, that the Shekinah rests on Al Sinai Rosh Chodesh, Vayikaseu Anan Nehar. And when it says Vayikaseu, it means the mountain. Vayiklal Moshe b'yom ha'shivi'i. And when it says that God called to Moshe on the seventh day, Lekabudei Aser Deberot, to receive the Ten Commandments, Ha Kiblu Alehu Meshisha. What are you talking about? They received it the day before. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Agiridi, since he holds the Torah was given on the sixth day, he's forced to learn these pesukim. That what? When it says Vayikra b'yom shivi'i, it's the 7 days after the Asid Debirot, and therefore the whole pasuk is talking after Asid Debirot. Meaning, after the sixth day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the seventh, he was sequestered for 6 days. On the seventh day after that, God called him to give the rest of the Torah. So the Gemara says, Ve'ai stalek Hanan. Meshisha, exactly. The Anan already went up according to the first opinion on the sixth day. Meaning the 6 days the Anan left. But according to him, no. The Anan just came down on the sixth day. Meaning after Torah was given, that's when the Anan came down, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. That's the way to be Yoseh HaGilili learns. Rabbi Akiva Saba like Rabbi Yoseh. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't like Rabbi Yoseh. The Amar B'Shiv'ah B'Odesh Netna Torah L'Israel. The Torah was actually given on the seventh day. Now, and let's just work it out ourselves. Once it's given on the seventh day, you learn the pasuk simply. That the Anan came on the Har Berosh Chodesh. And when it says that God spoke to Moshe, it means to Moshe v'Yisrael. And why did it only say Moshe l'chlok kavod v'Yisrael? And when did he speak to them? On the seventh. On the seventh of what? Seventh of Sivan. And there was no sequestering over here at all. Not before and not after. That's Shittat Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Bishlama l'Rabbi Akiva. Hainu demashkahatah b'shivahasa b'tamuz nishtabiru aluchot. According to Rabbi Akiva, we understand how the tablets were broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. How? Let's work it out. Because we know he went up on the 7th to get the luchot. And we know he brought them down 40 days later. Now make the calculation. Esrim v'arba de Sivan. You have 24 days from the 7th of Sivan to the end of Sivan is 24 days. V'shitzar de Tammuz. 16 days of Tammuz. Malu lehu arba'in yomin. That's when the 40 days were complete. Da'ava bahar. That was on the mountain. U'bshibsar b'tammuz nahit. And he came down on the 17th Ba'atan, he came with Tabrinu, the Luchot. So the history works out good according to Rabbi Akiva. However, but according to Rabbi Yosef HaGilili, you have an extra 6 days over in the calculation. Plus the 40 days that he was in the Har getting the Torah, according to him, the Luchot were not broken until the 23rd day of Tammuz. You got to add 6 days to the calculation. So comes the Gemara and says, no, Amar the Rabbi Yosef HaGilili, 40 dehar ba'deh shisha defrisha. In the 40 days, 6 of those days were pirisha. So really it was only, no, he went up on Zayin Sivan. He was secluded for 6 days, so according to Rabbi Yosef HaGilili, the Torah was really only given to him for 34 days. Because out of the 40, it included 34 of the Torah receiving and 6 days of seclusion. So everybody agrees that he came down on the same day, Shiva'asa v'Tammuz, and broke through the Chot. The question is it 34 days plus 6 days of seclusion, or 6 days of seclusion plus 34 days, or is it all 40 days straight? Amar Mor, now the Gemara continues to analyze some of these statements that we mentioned above. Vayikra el Moshe. Right? So we said, according to Rabbi Akiva, when it says, and God called to Moshe, Moshe v'cho yisil omdim. Right? It was Moshe and all the Jewish people that were standing, and they heard Hashem say, Anuchi Hashem Elohecha no yelecha. Nesai alel Rabbi Eliezer. So this is a proof to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Da'amar Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Azar, I should say, said, Vayikra el Moshe, Moshe v'cho yisil omdim. Right? All the Jewish people and Moshe were standing. Ve'lo ba katuv e'la lehalek lo kavod le'Moshe. Comes the Gemara and says, Metive. We have a question. The Braita says, now we have a pasuk by Matan Torah, Vayikra el Moshe. And we're learning when it says Vayikra el Moshe, it's not only Moshe, it's Moshe and Kol Yisrael. Meaning when it says the word Vayikra, it means that everybody heard it. Not only Moshe, but actually all of Kla Yisrael. So the Gemara says Metibe. Kol lo, kol elav. Moshe shama, v'kol Yisrael lo shamu. Which means here, we have a statement that was written by Ohel Moed. And the Pasuk says by Ohel Moed, that Vayishma et hakol medaber elav. It says, and Moshe heard the voice come out of the Mishkan speaking midaber elav. Vayishma et hakol medaber elav. So the continue reading Rashi. Kol lo vekol elav. So Rashi says lo haya yachol lomar. The pasuk could have said vayishma et hakol medaber lo, to him. What does it mean when it said uchtim medaber elav, to him? You know what that teaches us? Lelamedka sheelav lebado haya nimshach hakol beol moed meshukam haMishkan. Meaning, once the Mishkan was built and the voice of God came down, Moshe was the only one that heard it. God spoke to him from under Kaporet. Lo haya kol nishma li Yisrael. But the Jewish people did not hear this voice. De'ai kirad v'yishma takol bo'il mo'ed ketiv, reshed ekra, ubebo Moshe lo'il mo'ed. So the Gemara is saying, make up your mind. One pasuk says, v'yikra el Moshe. And you're telling me it's Moshe and Klal Yisrael. And here we have a pasuk that says that God called to Moshe. And you're telling me that what? Since the fact that the pasuk says Elav, it was only to him. Well, make up your mind. How come in one pasuk, when it says he called to Moshe, you tell me Moshe heard the voice, Am Yisrael heard the voice, and you have another pasuk that clearly says that it was only Moshe? Well, how do you square these two pasuk? Make up your mind. How do you know? When it says Vayikra al Moshe, did Moshe and Bnei Yisrael hear it, or only Moshe? So, but the pasuk says Vayikra el Moshe, he called to Moshe. And he tell me, it doesn't mean to Moshe, it means to Moshe or Yisrael. So, you're right. But I can tell. Why is that different than Vayikra el Moshe? Isn't that like Elav? Which means the fact that it's no, I didn't say Lo.
Right,
it says Elav. So, what's the difference between Elav that he spoke to him or Vayikra el Moshe? Moshe is Elav to him. So in one place you say that was Moshe heard it and everybody heard it. When it comes to the Mishkan, you say he heard it but nobody else heard it. Well, make up your mind. How does it work? So the Gemara says, Nakasha, Habi Sinai, Habi Oil Moed. That's the simple answer. Yeah, at Sinai, everybody heard it. This second pasuk was specifically written by Oil Moed. Once after Sinai was over, nobody heard the voice anymore except Moshe Rabbeinu. Hence it was Medaber Elav. Therefore, it was specifically to him and not to anybody else. Another answer, Lakasha. Habikriya, habidibur. Which means there's a difference. One pasuk says Vayikra, and one pasuk says Medaber. Which means there's a difference in Lashon. Vayikra means called out. Therefore, everybody was able to hear it. The other pasuk uses Lashon, Medaber, he spoke. Spoke refers specifically to Moshe. So therefore there's a difference between terminologies. Rabbi Zirika brought a contradiction in Pisukim in front of Rabbi Elazar. The Amrilan, some say, Amar Zirika, Rabbi Elazar HaMeketiv. It was Rabbi Elazar that brought the stira in Pisukim. What's the stira? It says, Ve'lo yachol Moshe lavo elo el mo'et ishakan ala ve'anan. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into the oil moed. Why? Because the cloud of Hashem was there. Uchtiv vayavo Moshe betoke anan. What are you talking about? By Har Sinai, it clearly says Moshe Rabbeinu went into the cloud. So make up your mind. Could you go into the cloud or you can't go into the cloud? By oil moed, Moshe couldn't go into the cloud. But on Har Sinai, it seems he had no problem. So the Gemara says, you know what you learned from here? You have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu actually had to be pulled in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning you're right. In both cases, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot enter the place where the Anan is. But it says Vayavo. And Vayavo means God, Kivyako, pulled Moshe Rabbeinu in to the Anan. That's how he was able to go in. The Beit Rabbi Ishmael Tana. In the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Ishmael, we learned. Ne'emar Kan Betoch. We learned by Har Sinai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went Betoch He'anan. Ne'emar La'anan. And it says when the Jewish people came out of Egypt, Betoch vayavou bnei Yisrael betoch hayam. The Jewish people went betoch hayam. So the Gemara is going to make a derasha. The betoch hayam of Kiryat Yamsuf and the talk of Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Ma'alan Shevil, just like when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim and they crossed the Yamsuf, it was a path. Like the pasuk says, "Dechtiv v'amayim lem choma." Right? We said the walls were water, so you had two sides of water with a road in between. Afkan Shevil. So too, when he went up to Har Sinai, there was actually a path. There was a road in the cloud that Moshe Rabbeinu went up that path. Comes the Gemara, continues, Vayikra el Moshe, says, and God called Moshe. The full pasuk of here is, Vayikra el Moshe, Vaydaber Adonai Elav Me'oed Mo'ed Lemor. So the question is, Vayikra, Vaydaber. Says God called to Moshe, Vaydaber. What do you need a double language for? Just say either Vayikra or Vaydaber. So the Gemara says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vaydaber, Lama Hegdim Kiri'a Ledibur. Why does the pasuk have to put kiri'ah before dibur, calling before speaking? Limda Torah derech eretz. Torah teaches us the proper etiquette. Shelo yomar adam daval havero ela imken korehu. Which means first you call him to you, and then you just make an appointment. First by yikra, and then you speak to him about the subject. But you shouldn't just, you know, suddenly tell a person with information without warning him first. First you have to call him, please come, sit, let's sit for a second over there. You call them, then already you sit and you give him the news. You don't just, you know, pop the news on somebody without giving him a derech eretz first. So comes the Gemara and says, Misayah le Rabbi Hanina. This is a proof to what Rabbi Hanina taught. דאמר רבי חנינא לא יאמר אדם דבר לחברו אלא אם כן קוראו. Good, you shouldn't tell somebody something until you call him first. Comes the Gemara and says לאמור. Now the pasuk says וידבר או ויקרא השם ויקרא אל משה וידבר אנוי אליו מאוהל מועד לאמור. Now the Gemara is going to dorish the word לאמור, saying. The Gemara says לאמור אמר רבי. Now we skip these parentheses over here, and we have Rabba. Minayin leomer davar lechavero shehu bebal yomar ad shiomar lo lech emor. How do we know that if somebody tells his friend information, that information is bebal yomar, that you're not allowed to repeat the information to somebody else until he tells you, you can repeat it? Which means if somebody gives information, you assume it's private. You cannot be repeating. Until the person tells you, say it over, go tell it over. Shnei emar, veidaber Hashem elav me'oil mo'ed lemor. What's the proof? So Rashi has a very interesting proof over here. Look at Rashi, Shume Bal Yomar, Talmud Domar Lemor, Lo Amur. He learns the word Lemor to say as if it says, Lo Amur. Not to say, Hadevarim Ele Im Ela Imken Noten L'Reshut. Which means, the assumption is, Vayikra Elav, Vaydaber, at that point it's Lo Mar, which means not to say, until you get explicit permission. No, he's learning the Lemor is as if God was telling him, Lo Lomar, not, that's right, the Lemor over here is making a derashah. So what's the proof? The fact that it says Lemor, he's learning it, Lo Lomar, not to say over, implying that you need permission. Other Rishonim learn simply and just say, the fact that here Moshe Rabbeinu got explicit permission to say it, Lemor, we have to say Lemor. Vayikra el Moshe, vaydaber. Not finished. And then you need a Lemor to say it over. Implying without the Lemor, he would not be allowed to say it over.